not today. You know what? Shut up. All right, well...
That was cold.
This does make us... It poses a question. What's the worst timing? So, what's this guy's name? Callum Scott, right?
Callum Scott.
Callum Scott. He's doing a show in Philadelphia?
Tonight.
All right. That's, I would call, bad timing, you would think, right? You would think a lot of the people that would go to see his show here in Philadelphia, big Phillies fans, love that song in particular.
He is the one that remixed the Dancing on My Own.
Right, of course.
So that version. That's the only song anyone around here knows him for.
I believe a few years ago during the
run.
And
he's on the concert?
He is tonight in Philadelphia.
I think the Fillmore.
You going? Oh, okay. You going?
No. I was just wondering because
just bad timing. Just feel bad.
People
for the
are still going to go. They're probably going to cry.
You know what you should do, Hugh? You should protest it.
Like go protest.
Yeah, like glue yourself to the wall or something.
I believe.
I know what a Fillmore is too.
Yeah,
it's not that far.
We did Eagles pregame shows there.
Yeah, we did. It's nice venue.
Did we do the Callum Scott pregame show?
No, I'm out on that. That's bad timing. So what's worse timing? Callum Scott getting the Cavendish concert tonight or? You know what comes out in like a few days on Netflix? The Trey Turner doc, Hugh. Which is the worst timing?
The Trey Turner doc.
Yeah.
Because it's gonna give people PTSD. They're gonna be hot like fish grease.
And I get the timing on both, right? Like Callum Scott said in October, the Phillies are in and I'm gonna do a concert there on an off day, but you know, the Phillies are
probably
on a
probably
run.
Guys were taking their wives to the concert and everything.
We love
they're probably
the team
still
and
gonna
the song,
go.
Maybe. And then you have the Trey doc. Oh, the Phillies are about to go to the World Series again. Trey's hitting and all that.
I think the Trey documentary is much worse timing. Like Callum Scott right now, I have no desire to go see that, but there probably is some contingent of people who enjoy Callum Scott and
sure.
had tickets anyway. His entire audience isn't going because they want to hear Dancing on My Own. Nobody that
what
was planning on
what though?
I have no idea, but like other people do. I'm just saying, like, my point is there's nobody right now who wanted to watch the Trey Turner documentary that still wants to today, besides like maybe somebody who's in it.
There's no chance I watch that thing.
I am not even.
I lived it.
I'm not.
We did this
it.
Already, and yeah. and now I have not. I don't care.
Here's a question though, because I'm pretty sure, or I'm somewhat sure that maybe some wives of the Phillies players wanted to go see him at the Fillmore.
Yeah, how's that going to work out tonight?
Do you go?
No,
they can't.
No.
Why not?
The Phillies players?
Yeah. Why not?
Would you want your wife to go?
Well, he's going to go with her. I'm assuming. You just got to put
on a
costume.
Oh, then they definitely can't go.
You got to put on. You got to just put on a hat.
Wear a fake mustache and a hat.
Yeah.
The glasses, the nose.
Disguise.
You could pull it off. You could just
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can. I think you can.
To go for Callum Scott, they're going to go through all those lengths to go see Callum Scott.
Well, all you got to do is put a hat on and just put on like a nondescript hat.
A hood and
like
sunglasses.
Like wear a bear's hat. Wear a bear's hoodie.
Or something like that.
That's too much to go through to see Callum Scott.
What do you think it's going to be like going to the grocery store if you're one of those guys right now?
Well, I imagine if people shop for them.
They can go puff, yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody can't go to Callum Scott on their behalf.
That is true. Both of them are bad timing. That's the bottom line. 215-592-9494.
By the way, the ovation I was against in the first place.
You were.
I'm not touching that thing.
No, and listen, it's fine. They made it. It was a nice moment then. The reality is, and then we now have 2 years of evidence on this, the ovation is not why
it
he got
didn't
going.
Work.
He's streaky. He has 3 good weeks a year, and that's the player. I mean, like, that's the reality of it. Let's go to Dylan in Bluebell. What's up, Dylan?
How we doing, guys? What's
Dylan, we have obviously been better. We're going through it today.
Yeah. Well, anyone who watched the team throughout the season, no one in the city felt good about this series, if we're being honest, right? Like, the Mets kind of had the feeling of us 2 years ago, and we kind of had the feeling of the Braves. A lot of people have said that. The common thing you heard among the players, these guys are smoking that hopium. They were hoping to come around. They were hoping their ability would show up.
Hopium.
And it never did. It never did. So you need chutzpah. You need backbone. You can't be smoking on that hopium. And no one felt good about this series. Just like the Eagles, right, at the end of the year, their record at the end of the year didn't indicate the type of team that they were limping into the damn playoffs.
It is a fair comparison, Dylan. Yeah, you're right. The Phillies post London, when they played the Mets there, were a 500 baseball team, but they obviously had a shiny record because the first 2 months, just like the Eagles were an 11-6 team, but you know they were not that kind of team when the playoffs started. They weren't.
Yeah, since July, you look at the record, since July, these guys have pretty much been a slightly, very slightly above average team. They didn't get any better at the deadline. A bunch of comfortable guys with big contracts. And speaking of big contracts, that Trey Turner one is eerily, eerily similar to the Tobias Harris contract.
Bang.
And then you have Tobias poking fun back at the Philly fans. He looks better than Trey. You know, it's this organization Bang. Is, you can't be happy. In today's game, with today's format of the playoffs, being division champ doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything. All you need to do is just get in the playoffs, and then you go from there. We appreciate the call, Dylan. You guys all right?
No. He was over here trying to keep score, and gave himself one that was actually for me.
It was for Kyle. I screwed that up.
It was 2-0 Kyle on that
call. He was like, Tobias' contract was better, and I was like, bang. Then I was like, no, wait.
That means Trey's is worse.
Yeah. I was like, wait.
Do you realize how bad it is that this is even a conversation? Because Tobias is it's the fallback to bad contract, Tobias. And now that we're putting this guy in the same category.
Yeah, that's kind of bad.
And again, I don't know how else to say it, but there's 9 years left. Like, think hopium.
Hopium.
We need more chutzpah and less hopium.
Hopium was the one that got me. Could have did it with a little bit more, energy, but it was cool.
Just
a little bit more.
I think he was trying not to curse.
For him not to go off, though, he was kind of calm.
I think people are trying not to curse. I mean, we respect that. I mean,
do we respect because it's kind of like the staple.
Yeah, it is.
The midday.
But we can't encourage it. Then it becomes.
I'm not encouraging, but I'm just saying if I'm looking at the call board and it says you're about to go off and you're so calm and collected. Kind of doesn't, you know what I mean? That's not what I was expecting.
So you expect more energy?
A little bit. No disrespect to the car. I think you did a great job, but I was just like, I just thought you'd bring a little bit more thigh out.
What we need you to do when you call in, if you're going to yell, yell.
You can yell, just, you know, no cuss words.
Yeah, we'll try at least. Terrence is a professional caller. He won't curse, but he'll be angry. I could feel it. What's up, Terrence?
Hey, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
What's up,
hey,
man?
Hey, Terrence.
It's time to break this team up. I want to hear in the press conference, Topper talking about, they got us in a short series. I don't want to hear about a short series. Baseball is baseball. I want to hear about a bye week. I want to hear Harper saying it's baseball. I want to hear that. You got your ass kicked by the Mets. So, come out and have a better approach. I heard you say it, Joe. If you guys know what you need to do, why don't you fix it? It sounded like you're sticking with Doc Rivers when he kept saying, oh, we know what we need to do with Joel Embiid, but you still weren't doing it. And the same thing everybody's been saying, Harper, the GM. I feel like when this team lost Rhys Hoskins, and we know why Rhys Hoskins left, he left because what was Hoskins' position, Joe?
First base. First base.
It was no room for him.
Because who said?
I thought Harper wanted to take first base.
The pander in chief.
He was lazy and didn't want to go back to the outfield because of his little injury. So,
with
Rhys in our lineup, we would have been a more potent offense. I feel like since he left, we have been a disgrace. Our offense has been a disgrace. We have players on this team that don't care. Trey Turner is a $300 million bum. He's just on the team stealing money. And I feel like these guys are comfortable with losing. You know, the fact of the matter is you're not guaranteed to make it to the playoffs every year. You're not guaranteed to have a healthy roster every year. These guys are getting old. So for you guys to be all nonchalant and saying, oh, it's just baseball, the guys in the 3-game series, you're accepting failure. And we do not accept failure in the city of Philadelphia. So I feel like this team needs a drastic change. Maybe Topper ain't the guy for this team. Maybe Harper and these guys are what they are. Maybe they're not champions. Maybe they're just like the Sixers. Maybe they're just not champions. Maybe like Hugh Douglas just said, Hugh, you're a perfect example. Maybe Washington let Harper go because they know he's not going to change chasing pitches.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they knew that. This
that's
is crazy.
Now, that's a strong call.
If this was the Sixers, I would have nobody ripping Harper today or the rest of these superstars. If this was Joel Embiid, they'd be getting ripped to the ground. And the fact of the matter is, the crazy thing about it is, Joel Embiid might be the one to bring the championship to Philadelphia. Ain't that crazy?
Well, that, Terrence, if they're our best shot, and Terrence, a great phone call, I'm not feeling super great about it. Here's what I'll say about the Harper thing. I think he... has lived up to his end of the bargain. But it's the, in baseball. Yeah. In baseball, the one player can only do so much, right? Like in the,
he's earned his money.
Yes, he and he's played. He's had big moments in the playoffs. Obviously, bedlam at the bank. What needs to change is his say over the roster. None of us know the truth about what happened. But if he's the one that told the Phillies, "I'd rather play first base," and that's why Reese wasn't here and his bat wasn't in the lineup, then shame on Bryce. Because you made the team worse. In fact, in spring training, Topper said that they would have been better with Reese Hoskins in the lineup. So, like, I just, this offseason, Bryce should have zero input on the roster. Just go home, relax, take a vacation, and show up in spring training.
That's all I need you to do.
Zero, because his input has led to...
Don't need you calling Dombrowski talking about this guy need this guy, that guy.
I don't care. This is not like we're playing playground baseball and you're picking your teams. This is the major leagues. I don't need assistant GM Bryce Harper. And someone made the comparison earlier, this isn't LeBron. Like, LeBron does that, but in basketball, the best player wins, so let LeBron pick his team. Whatever. Now, I mean, he's not going to win anymore because he's old now. But when he was in his prime, he won because he was the best player. He was allowed to pick his team and get guys paid. Not working here. 215-592-9494. We'll keep it in your calls when we come back. Letting it all out today. Plus, we have an investigation to hit. For those of you out there that say it's WIP's fault that our teams never win in the city, this investigation is for you. You may be right on this one. We'll hit that next. Your phone calls, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers can bet $5, get $300 in bonus bets if you win tonight. I like the road team. Give me San Francisco to win and cover in Seattle. I'll take over on Brock Purdy's passing yards. Anytime touchdown for Brandon Ayuk. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more of the season. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. FanDuel, an official sports.